Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. The Bassmaster College Bracket was a big hit at Tim's Ford Lake, and a college guide showed the locals a thing or two on how to catch them this time of year. In the end, it was Dylan Aikens of Emmanuel College in South Carolina who was the last man standing, and he's headed to the Classic in March. He's also coming up in our Rapala Winter Circle. Our thoughts and prayers are with those affected by Hurricane Helene throughout the Southeast, and among other things, the storm forced the final St. Croix Bassmaster Open of the year to be moved from Lake Hartwell to Lake Martin in Alabama. Now, that's right near where elite Will Davis Jr. lives, so he'll give us a scouting report on Martin. And 2014 Classic champ Randy Howell has returned to the Bassmaster Elite Series, and he'll tell us why later in the show. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com, and for a limited time you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winner's Circle, and we're going to do a college stylee with a young man who won the Bassmaster College Classic Bracket presented by Lewes at Tim's Ford Lake, my home lake right here in South Central Tennessee, and he got it done in very impressive fashion. 14 pounds, 12 ounces on the last day, taking out Aaron Jagfeld, who had 12-12. But, you know, I got to tell you, Dylan Akins, he did things that we didn't think could happen at Tim's Ford Lake this time of year necessarily, where he had some 16-pound bags during the week to lead up to this point, even though that weather was awful and so on. But he joins us now to talk about it on the VMC Hook. Dylan, welcome to the show, man, and congratulations on getting this win.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Has the part about fishing the Classic sunk in yet? I mean, it's nice. You get the entries into the Opens, and you get a little check for your school, and you get some, you know, the boat and the truck and all of that. But you're fishing in the 2025 Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic, man.
Yeah, it's still crazy thinking about it. You know, it's been like, I guess, pretty much just 2 days since. You know, I feel like I've talked about it over and over, but I think it's really just not going to sink in until I'm just on my way there. And I'm just thinking, you know, I'm actually going to this. You know, I don't think young Dylan fishing for bluegill mm-hmm. off his grandparents' dock was thinking you're going to be fishing the Bassmaster Classic in the next 10 years, but it's happening. So you got to go with it.
So you and your buddy Chase Carey were the 2024 College Series Team of the Year this year, and so that was pretty heady stuff there. Did that add any pressure at all to you going into the bracket, you know, thinking, you know, we're the Team of the Year guys, we gotta, you know, one of us is to represent here?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if there's as much pressure, but I really, so they changed the format this year where you fish 2 days no matter what. And being the Team of the Year, it's all about consistency with that, you know, putting good finishes on top of good finishes. So mm-hmm. I felt like in terms of that, we had a really good advantage because we knew no matter what happens, we're going to be the consistent teams. And I think that really helped me pay off because every day I was consistently over that 14-pound mark. And I think at the end of the tournament, there was only like two or three bags out of all the top eight that weighed in over 14 pounds. So I think that really was something that I was like, I can hopefully beat people with consistency here, at least make it to the third day. So I think that definitely helped. And then, of course, whenever you get into the bracket style where you can be eliminated for just one day, you just got to kind of lay it all out there on both of those days, no matter what, and you can't really save anything. But yeah, it worked out. The consistency paid off, and happy to be here.
You know, a lot of the tournaments on the lake go out of the Bass Club, as we call it, Winchester City Park area, which is, you know, up by Boiling Fork, that part of the lake, more to the east end of the lake, northeast end of the lake. But you guys were going out of Tim's Ford Marina, and you only had a couple of days to break it down. Did you ever, a lot of the locals thought that this would, you'd have to go way up the river, get up in the shallow, dirty water, throw buzz baits, do that. And we saw some of the guys doing it with buzz baits. You did great with top water. We'll get to that. But did you get to any of those parts of the lake? Because it seemed like you didn't venture a real far away, you know, from Tim's Ford Marina where you guys went in.
Yeah. So the first day of practice, I actually went up there, but it just seemed to me like, at least where I'm from, the closer you are to the dam, the bigger the fish are, especially for things like spotted bass related, and even like some largemouth, especially on Lake Hartwell. So I went up the river and I just kept catching these like 15 to 17 inch smallmouth. And I was like, man, you know, I figured out how to catch them up here, but they're just not the size I needed. And I was like, I'm going to the dam because that's where I think the biggest fish in the lake are going to be. You got your deepest water down there in most lakes. So that's why I kind of towards the end of the first day of practice and like all of the second day of practice, I went down there and just started covering tons of water because I felt like that's where the biggest fish were going to be, especially the biggest smallmouth.
Exactly. Opposite of what all of us do this time of year, which is what makes it so fascinating, because there's 4 pound smallmouth or largemouth up there, 4 and 5 pound largemouth, you know, that are up there. But you were catching good smallmouth. Talk about the way you did it, because you talk about that is the deepest part of the lake, yet you were doing a lot of damage on top water. So when you were fishing this top water, talk about, you know, how deep the water was that you were fishing, or was it just deep water behind you and the fish were moving up, you know, to feed at different feed windows up into shallow water?
Yeah, so it was a little bit of both. I think the first day I caught a couple shallow and then some deep, and then the next day it was pretty much the same. But that third day, I guess just the weather and everything had them like just fired up. I was catching them just everywhere, you know, they were just feeding like crazy. But in terms of like what I was targeting, it these fish were really, really locked in on redfin is what's in there, just small shad. And so in practice, I had seen these fish up near the surface. I was like, man, they're close enough to surface, you know, I'm from a herring lake, and I was like, I can get these fish to come blow up in my top water. So I started off with a walking bait, but I noticed that there was a lot of short strikes and it just was not matching the size of the shad, you know. So from there I was like, I'm gonna try chug bug, because it's something that instead of you walking it back to the boat, it's constantly coming towards you. It's more of a bait that kind of stays in the same spot, if that makes sense. So it's something you can trigger fish really well with because of the sound and the action it has. And then also, it doesn't move far away from the fish. So there's like, I would say, more chances for even one fish or a school of fish to come up and eat it, because it's not moving so far away from the school of fish. And of course, like everything, when you get close to the boat, they're going to spook. So I feel like it gave me more opportunities and just a better reaction I saw just off the get-go from it.
Well, it is the Rapala winter circle, and of course, Storm, part of the Rapala family. So we know a little thing or two about those chug bugs and how productive they can be. And that is tremendous that you were able to get it done like that. Dylan Akins with us here. He is going to the Bassmaster Classic and will be fishing the Opens next year. Now, he has graduated. You're done with the manual, but talk about how it's been when you got back home. Of course, you went back to an area where the storm ravaged a lot of those areas around that area. You're you're a Hartwell guy. Of course, the Open had been moved, the final Open of the season moved from Hartwell to Martin Lake in Alabama, but it seemed like it was weird. It's like some areas got really hit bad and other areas it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, thankfully we weren't hit very bad, but I know a lot of people I'm buddies with and go to school with, they got very much affected. So, you know, just trying to keep those guys in your prayers. I know even our coach, she had to cut 3 or 4 trees down in her driveway just to get back in. But thankfully, none of them were on her house. And, yeah, I think a lot of people were upset about the Open getting moved. But, you know, when you think about it in the terms of reality and all things, it's just better for those people around there. You got to heal the community, allocate the resources for these people. So, yeah, it was something that was definitely interesting happening during the tournament. But thankfully, all the people around me were pretty safe in it, so I'm very happy and thankful for that.
Yeah, no, that's good that it did work out that way. And, of course, I would imagine the next thought is, of course, you do have the Classic, but you'll have the Opens next year that you'll be fishing, the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens next year. And what's the goal? I mean, is the thought you want to do something you want to do for a living? You're looking to do this professionally on the Elite Series?
Yeah, of course. I think it's always someone's dream when they're doing the Opens. You know, I think I'm just going to go with the flow and try my best and see if it's meant to be. It's meant to be. You know, I'm kind of one of those guys that just goes with the flow. You know, I don't get too upset when things don't go my way, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to give the maximum effort that I think I can give. So,
all right. Well, I'll tell you what, we wish you the best of luck and congratulations on getting the win.
Thank you, sir.
It's Dylan Akins. And yeah, about 20 minutes after this show, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go tie on a chug bug and head out to my lake here. I'm only about a minute from the ramp. So we're going to have to head down there towards the dam, something we don't normally do, and start throwing a chug bug around and see if we can catch a bunch of smallmouth as well. It's just such a fascinating story. And it was great to watch these guys break down the lake. I mean, it was so cool to see the way they did it. Young guys who really figured it out and unlocked some things that a lot of the folks that live around the region, around the lake, don't really even think about. That is for sure. It was neat. All right, we mentioned that Open going to Lake Martin. Will Davis Jr., he lives down in that neck of the woods. He'll be fishing that Open. We're going to talk to him next and get a little scouting report on Lake Martin. We'll do that right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, Will Davis Jr., by the way, top 20 in the points this year, solidly into the Classic, had a nice season, really finished strong in the season. But, you know, he had signed up to fish a couple of opens, and he thought, you know what, I'm going to fish the Hartwell Open, and Hartwell's a great lake and a fun lake to fish, and fish is so big. And he was signed up to fish that lake. And then all of a sudden, due to Hurricane Helene, they moved the final St. Croix Bassmaster Open to his backyard. They moved it to Lake Martin, which is not to be confused with Logan Martin. And Will lives in the Sylacauga area of Alabama, not too far from Lake Martin. So I thought, you know, who better to talk to than Will Davis Jr. about this lake? And we get a little bit of a preview on it for next week's Open. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Will, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom. I appreciate you having me on.
So what? So this was kind of a fortunate deal, right? I mean, they moved it right to you. They brought it. They brought you to tournament.
Yeah, you know, my heart goes out to all the people that the hurricane affected over there on the east side. But yeah, I was looking forward to fishing Lake Hartwell, but they changed it because of all the, you know, all the stuff that's going on over there. So they moved it to Martin. So I'm looking forward to it. It's kind of in my backyard. I fish down there probably four or five times a year. It ain't as good as Lay Lake to me. But we definitely fish down there a good bit.
Yeah. I talked to Neil Paul earlier in the week, and, you know, he kind of gave me the lowdown there. They did have some tree damage, at Green Pond Landing, but nothing too significant. The bigger issue is the stress that it will put on the community because there's so many people that are digging out from the storm and, you know, with the hotels and the Airbnbs and all this stuff that, when a tournament moves in there, and it's just too much right now. And of course, you guys will be there next year for an Elite Series event, which is really cool. That'll be in April. But let's talk about Lake Martin. Now, first of all, is this a stay at home deal for you? How far are you from the ramp? So you literally sleep in your own bed for this tournament?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm 45 minutes away, so I'm gonna stay here and drive back and forth every day.
Yeah, so it's not bad. And not to be confused with Logan Martin, as I said, in the Open. I mean, didn't they have more names? I mean, they got a lot of lakes in Alabama, but, I mean, this there always is some confusion between Lake Martin and Logan Martin. And I remember when I told my wife about the change, I told her where it was, and I'm like, 2.5-3 hours from the house. I live in southern Tennessee, right near the Alabama border. And she's like, and then I checked and I'm like, oh, no, actually, it's more like 4-4.5 hours away. It's still closer to Montgomery than Birmingham.
That's right. It is a big confusion if you don't live here.
How would you describe the lake? We just had the college, bracket championship at Tim's Ford Lake, which is my home lake. And when I do a little research on Lake Martin, I feel like I'm looking at Tim's. Tim's is only 11,000 acres. This is, you know, 44,000. So it's a bigger lake, but it seems like a similar deep water, a lot of cuts, you know, that kind of stuff lake, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a deep, clear lake. It's a sandy lake, has a lot of rock on there, has a lot of clay on that lake. It's got big spotted bass, and it's got big largemouth as well, and they live from Hillaby Creek all the way to the Narrows on the lower end. So it's a great fishery. It's not a lot of big ones in it. It used to be a lot better. The herring came in there about 7 or 8 years ago. Might have been before that, but the lake turned over and it killed a bunch of the herring in there, and it kind of declined from there. But, a 5-pounder down there is like a 10-pounder in Florida.
Right.
So you don't get a lot of mini bites, big bites, but that's the key to winning a term down there. You need to have 1 to 2 big bites each day to fill in with them, you know, 2 pounders. And I mean a big one, I mean a 3 pounder.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's still, you know, early fall in the South, which is like late summer anywhere else in the country. What are you thinking, you know, 12, 13, 14 pounds a day? They're going to be 15-pound bags every day. What do you think it'll take for you guys on the pro side to get to Championship Saturday?
Championship Saturday, I'm going to say 10 and a half pounds a day will make the top 10, and 11 and three quarters to win.
Wow. So you think only 34 pounds wins this tournament over 3 days?
Yep. Wow. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yep.
That is a surprisingly low weights. I thought that's about the numbers I thought, by the way, at Tim's Ford for the college kids, and they came in here and were banging 15, 16 pound bags. I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, you know, I'm sitting there. Brandon Lester was in studio. He's my neighbor. He lives over in Fayetteville, and he calls it his home lake as well. And we're all of us locals and everything, we're writing down notes and saying, what are these kids doing? Why are they fishing over there? Why aren't they over here? And, you know, I guess they knew more than what we knew. Is this going to be a wide open, full blown scoping deal, or will it be guys beating the bank as well?
I don't think it's going to be a wide open scoping deal, but when you say that, you know, I utilize mine shallow just as much as I do deep. So, yeah. With that being said, I think that it's going to be a mixture of both.
I think
a guy's going to fish shallow, yeah. You know, and then he's not going to be able to catch the big ones out there deep. But, you know, in that 30 to 40 foot range, most of all your big fish are going to be caught between that foot to, you know, 20 foot.
So. That's a pretty big range, a foot to 20
it
foot.
It is a big range, ain't it? Yeah. I tell you, that place is, it'll leave you scratching your head.
Tallapoosa River, not Coosa River, right? I mean, it's. I think that's some of the confusion as well. Talk about that, you know, the difference between the Tallapoosa River fishery and the Coosa River fishery.
So the Coosa River, you know, it runs all the way from Weiss Lake in northern Alabama, or the east side of Alabama, and it just trickles all the way down to the Alabama River. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Tallapoosa that runs into Lake Martin, it's a different system as far as the spotted bass. You know, there's that saying, the Coosa River spotted bass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Tallapoosa River goes into Martin, it has all basically Kentucky spots in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're totally different breed, where a Coosa River spot gets big, like a big smallmouth, eats a lot, grows out wide instead of long. Well, a Kentucky spot, you know, a 2 pounder is a giant for a Kentucky.
Wow.
So they grow out longer than they do wide. So they don't get near as big.
Is this something that can be, you know, people be targeting all largemouth, or you think it's going to take a mixed bag, some of those small Kentuckys, as you like to call them?
It'll be a mixed bag. Be a mixed bag. Maybe not one day, but one day out of the three to win, you'll have to have a mixed bag, in my opinion.
So this deal goes out of Wind Creek State Park, which is basically at the north end of the lake. But do you feel like the entire fishery is in play, the whole 44,000 acres?
Oh, every bit of it. Yeah, you can catch a big one all the way up there on the top end, as you can lower end and in between. And it can be a big spot or a largemouth. So anywhere on that lake, you're subject to catch a big one.
Is there a lot of brush in the lake at all?
There is and there isn't. There's a lot of old brush.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of the old timers sunk a lot of brush, and I used to sink a pretty good fair amount of brush down there. And, you know, you get a live scope and you get away from down there, and, you know, you just don't stay in touch with the lake no more. And I hardly hear any guys sinking any brush down there. So that live scope's changed all that. For the most part, they just rather, you know, go out there and just try to find them roaming and stuff. And I'm guilty of that as well. So the brush days just kind of kind of changed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Will Davis Jr. with us, Elite Series Pro, finished in the top 20. A nice season. Started out a little sketchy, and you know, call it Smith Lake. You would think that, you know, that's not too far from the home either. You know, you had a little bit of a rough go there, but then you go up north, and you know, a top 10 finish at Champlain, and 21st out of Waddington. So you finish strong to end up in the top 20 in the points. So that's a good finish to the season for you.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, I was real fortunate to end off with on a good note. But you never know. It's fishing. It's just like, you know, I had a good tournament there a couple of years ago at Smith Lake, and that lake's treating me good. It just did not treat me good this time. So that's some hair and lakes for you, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. You mentioned the scoping a couple of times. What is your take on the decision by Bass to limit the screen size to 55 inches total on the boat, not including tablets and phones and things like that? So I thought that was interesting. And but more importantly, one transducer on the trolling motor. That's it. No more. No air brakes in the back. You know, on the all of that stuff. What did you think of the rule changes?
I don't think it really changed nothing. I don't think it really changed nothing at all. Maybe a little bit of time, but if you want to make a difference, you take it off that front of that bow up there, and then you'll see.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, you can't have one on the back of the boat no more. You only have one live transducer.
Yeah.
And so that's my opinion. You know, everybody's got one, and I think that it didn't change it much.
So having one,
I don't think it changed, period.
Yeah, so having one or having three or four. Yeah, having three or four or having one is all you really need to do the damage that you guys have been doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, good point.
That's right.
Will Davis Jr. has been our guest. Will, I know you're fishing this deal. I hope I draw you, since you know the lake so well. And, you know, maybe I'll have an opportunity. I'll be fishing it as a co-angler, so maybe I'll have a chance to jump in the boat with you down there. And we wish you the best of luck with it, and we'll see you down there at some point.
Hey, I look forward to it. I hope we draw out.
There you go. Will Davis Jr. has been our guest. By the way, they make some great baits, too. You know, you check out the Davis Bait Company, and they make some of the stuff that works in places like that. That's for sure. All right, we're going to break in here. When we come back, we welcome Randy Howell, Bassmaster Classic Champion in 2014. We welcome him back to the Bassmaster Elites. We'll do that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching
so
more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised earlier in the show, it's time to welcome back Randy Howell. We're talking about a guy that's won nearly $2 million with bass alone. He's the 2014 Bassmaster Classic champion at his home lake of Lake Gunnersville. He has three other wins with bass as well, and he will use a legend's exemption. Even though he's still a young man, he's like 51 years old, but he's fishing this upcoming year with bass, and he joins us now in the VMC Hook. Randy, welcome back. Did you enjoy your little vacation? I mean, you know, where you been? Man, we lost you. Where you been for the last few years?
I've been in training camp, man. I've been in training camp. That's what I feel like. Yeah, I've been, I'm really excited to be coming back. And, man, I've had a good time, a good run away on the Bass Pro Tour. But I really have loved, you know, I've missed the Classic for years. I've worked every Bassmaster Classic for sponsors every year. And I just love that feeling of what the Classic's all about. I know how much it changed my life winning that in 2014. And my goal, you know, I've always said I would come back one day when my son was coming along, because I knew after winning that 10 years ago, I've had that legend exemption card that you could use one time to come back. So I've always said I would come back one day, because Laker is 23 now, and he's always had a dream of coming and trying to get in the Elite Series and being a Classic and us fish together on the same tour. And that's kind of, so the timing was right. And, you know, the way everything was rolling and the changes going on, and with momentum with bass and my sponsors like Daiwa, Triton Bass Pro, people like that, that are all big Bassmaster sponsors.
Yeah.
It's just the perfect timing to make the move now.
I've run into you at several classics, you know, since you had left, and I could see the look on your face. You know, it was very similar to the guys who fished the Elite Series who missed the Classic. It was like seeing a guy like a John Cruise or somebody else that missed it, and that look working. That, you know, you're a great people person. I know you love meeting the people and talking to people, talking about all the great Livingston Lure products and all of that. Your great sponsors and so on, but you could just see the look on your face, like, I really should be out there. I really should be in that arena. You know,
I feel like that. And it's so funny because, you know, at the Classic, you've got such a mixture of people and fans of the sport. You've got, you know, we all as professional anglers think that everybody in the world knows who we are and everybody follows what we do. But, I mean, the reality of it is there's just a small group of people that are hardcore that really keep up with who's who and who's doing what. I mean, but you've got a big group of come to that Classic every year to about a thousands that don't even realize that I'm not even fishing bass anymore. I have people come up to me all at the show every year saying, why aren't you out there today? Or did you not make it this year? Or blah, how's your year gone? You know, they don't always know. So that's what I'm saying. But I also had a whole lot of the hardcores come up to me and say, when you coming back to bass, man, we miss you over here on the stage. And so it was just like I said, I had a great, you know, I don't have any negative to say about, you know, other tour. I love those guys over there. I'm going to really miss it when it starts, because that format is the most challenging, hardest format ever, the Every Fish Counts format. And it's really helped train me probably to be a better angler, I think, without a doubt. So I'm hoping what I've had to learn to do the last 6 years to try to produce bites you know, over and over and over, that's going to help me not be lackadaisical, ever kind of sit back and relax after I catch five. I think it's going to keep me motivated and pushed to do better and try to catch more and bigger ones. And I'm just excited about, you know, the future and opportunities and just kind of starting a new era. So it's really exciting.
I guess the first time I had you on the show, going all the way back to the Southern Bass Radio days and BassBuckingDuck.com and all that stuff, mm-hmm. you were probably 34, 35 years old. I fished in some charity events where you fished with the boys, and you know, and Laker was just a little guy. I remember one event where he was catching them on a Ned rig at Gunnersville, and he caught all your big fish and everything. And then all of a sudden, I run into Laker at the Classic, and he's towering over you and I. I mean, you know, the kid is. And he's got that big blonde flow. You know, you're known for that high and tight, you know, that you've had for years. He's got that big blonde flow of his. And it's just amazing to say 51 now, because you are in great shape. You know, it's not like you're winding down your career. You're in great shape, and there's no reason you can't do this for years to come.
Hey, I hope so. That's exactly what I said. I think the older I get, the more I realize how much of a mental game this is. Mm-hmm. And it really is a mental game. And the mental side is so attached to the confidence side of the brain. You know, that confidence in our mind about what we can do and can't do. As Rick Klein always said, I've always respected and admired him so much for so many things, mm-hmm. but his wisdom of saying, you know, that we put limits on ourselves. We're the only ones that can limit us for what we do. You know, there's no reason for me fishing 30 plus years that I should be as good or better now than I've ever been when you really look at it just on paper, because I know more. I've got more knowledge than I've ever had. I've learned, you know, electronics game going along with the rest of the stuff I know, you know, so I've got the knowledge, but my mental side, you hear people so much say, oh, you're getting older, or you're not, you know, or you have a little bad run here or there, like all fishermen do in a cycle. And then you start hearing those voices telling you, oh, you can't do this as good as the young guys and all. But you just got to block that out and just say, hey, man, that's baloney. I can do all things that Christ gives me strength, but I got to get out there and work hard and do what they're doing like I always do. And I can have the same success. And really, I feel like I could come out here and have a really great chapter really for another 10 years, you know, honestly. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
You're not going to be still fishing though when you're 78 like Rick, right? I mean, Rick pushed.
No, he pushed it. My wife never let me do that. She's already told me that you're not going that long.
No, he pushed it a little bit too far. And I know you have a desire to fish with Laker on the Elites, which would be really, really cool. He's had a nice debut year in the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens with one to go. He's in the top 30 or 35 or so, somewhere in there, and a kid can catch him up. And I know that's a passion of yours as well. It's going to be really cool someday for you and him to maybe room together, you know, on the road at an Elite event.
Man, I tell you, that is the ultimate dream and for me and my legacy of coming in there and staying as long as I've stayed, and then coming back on board now at Bass. It's just to see, you know, him come up behind me and get on the tour there together. And, you know, because the Alton Jones and Jones Jr., you know, they went to Major League Fishing side, so they never got to compete together on the Bassmaster stage. So really the last father-son duo that anybody ever knew were the Hibdens. I mean, you know, but a lot of the younger people that fish now don't even know who the Hibdens are, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that was a great father-son duo. They both made the Classic. They both won the Classic. And I knew them really well. They were great, solid the earth people from Missouri. And it would be great to bring Laker into there. Me and him have some good years ahead to really, you know, do this thing together. It'd be great.
And Oakley's doing great as well. He's not in the fishing side of things, but he could take care of business for you guys, right? I mean, that kid's incredible too.
That's right, man. Yeah, he's a great fisherman, but he's got a good head on his shoulders about trying to get in. He's motivated to get in to do real estate, and he's actually going to do property law and try to go into law school and do property law, so he can kind of have a wide variety of things he's able to do here in this Gunnersville area. So he just started down at Alabama, Roll Tide, doing schooling down there. So he's on the way, doing well on his side. So Robin's able to get in the car, in the truck with me now and travel. She traveled me to the Northern Opens. And so I think this whole new era starting back on the Bassmaster stage is even better, because she'll be able to do it with me. I've had 4 years traveling alone, and I haven't enjoyed it a whole lot. So when she's with me,
we don't have to rush to get back. I ought to be able to pre-fish a little bit more than I have done the last 5 or 6 years. And I just think it's going to make the whole dynamic go good again.
I love having my wife on the road with me. I've done that for years that I've been fishing the open. She goes out on a row with me, and it's really nice to come home and to not do a bunch of stinky other fishermen, but to come home to your wife and hang out and go to dinner and that kind of stuff. Randy Howell with us here. You mentioned the technology, and you mentioned, you know, the young guys that are out there, and it is nuts, man. You look at the guys that qualify through the opens now, and I look at these guys, and I'm like, I got lures that are older than these guys. I mean, I can't believe how young these guys are. What are you know, I would think on a BPT, you know, with the every fish thing, and that, you know, there's a lot of numbers, so maybe it's a little bit different style where guys out here with bass have been able to kind of take their time and focus on getting 5 to 8 bites, and they can sit out there in the middle of the lake, out in the ocean, as Greg Hackney calls it. They're out in the ocean now. What are your thoughts on the whole technology thing? Have you embraced it? And what do you think about what Bass did in terms of limiting it now to one transducer and a certain limit in the size of total number of screen inches you can have on the boat?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I've done the whole time, Tom, is to try to stay positive about it, you know, when the whole world was so negative about it so much, because I didn't want to be that guy that whined about it the whole time and just said, oh, I can't do this, or I don't want to do this, and I don't want these guys to be able to beat me with it, so I want to get rid of it. You know, I never wanted to be a person to do that. So I just knew if it's going to be around and it is technology, and it is the you know, 21st century that we're in. We got instant everything on our phones and everything else. So we got to adapt to it. And Laker is really good with electronics. He helped me, you know, three years ago or so. I was determined. I said, I'm going to be the best over 50 scoper on the tour. That's been my saying, my slogan. Mm-hmm. That's because I want to do it. I mean, I love doing it. I've learned to do it now. I run Lowrance Active Target, and I've gotten where I know what I'm doing with it. I can cast to where my see the fish, the bait, all that. I know how to do all that. The whole deal with me, different than the younger guys, is the confidence factor and all the knowledge that I've got about the rest of the lake and the other patterns and seasons and things that I've got so much, you know, logged in my brain for so long. It's hard for me to zigzag around in the middle of the ocean, as Hackney says, and look for a random bass swimming out there in 100 foot of water when I don't see him in the first 15 or 20 minutes, and I look over my shoulder and I see that stretch of secondary points with two dots on it, and I think about when I was over there 10 years ago and I caught them on a crankbait in the jig. You know,
well, you know what? They're still there, though. They are still there. I mean, one of the things I hope for was, like, okay, because I love fishing structure and I love fishing shallow, so I'm like, you know, maybe all that activity out there in the middle will activate the fish on the bank a little bit more. You know, maybe we won't have as many guys competing for the ones, you know, up shallow. Randy Howell with us here as well. But, you know, you and I have been around long enough to absorb all of this technology. You're involved with Livingston. I mean, they've got sound coming out of the baits, you know, that are like bait fish, which is really cool. But we've been around long enough. I was trying to describe to my sons what it was like running a lake with a paper map, you know, and before we had, you know, the mapping. And it was like, and now I think about it and I'm like, I don't know how we ran around without crashing our boats all over the place, you know, on shoals and stuff without having GPS. So that's just, you know, part of the whole deal. So
And not getting lost in the islands.
Not getting lost.
With all the islands, you know, I look now, I don't even know where I'm at half the time because I get so dependent on that screen.
Yeah.
And, but getting back to what you were saying about bass and what, you know, the regulations that all the tours have done for this year, I think, you know, the way I have my Triton set up with Lowrance stuff, I've just got a 16 and a 12 in the front with one active target on my trolling motor, and I've got two 12s in the back. So
you're good.
I'll be able to do exactly what I've always done, so I won't have any change in what I have to do. But I feel like just doing that alone will at least kind of put everybody on the same page, the same playing field, and it won't force us all to have to, you know, buy more transducers and more products, you know, because sponsors only going to give you so much, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Randy Howell has been our guest. Randy, we appreciate you. Love you. So happy that you are back. I look forward to talking to you. Remember, top three after every Elite event, always come on Bassmaster Radio. So hopefully I'll be talking to you a few more times this upcoming season.
Man, I'm so excited. excited about it, and I can't wait to see you more often too. And get back on here and let's talk. We're going to give my boat away.
Yes,
get that while we're on
next
here. November 16th, King's Home, giving this fully loaded boat away, $100 per ticket donation. But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll get you back before that. We always get you back before that. Over an incredible amount of money raised for King's Home as well. Randy, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. See you later.
All right, we'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional context such as current weather or water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll even set up a new dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. But it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save 10% on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Let's take a look at the Minn Kota quest for the EQ AOI with just one event left on the schedule next week at Lake Martin. You know, the new quest series of dual 24-36-volt brushless trolling motors was designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever before, and even an eco mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. So this is how things stand right now. Easton Fothergill has a pretty good grip on the lead in the number one spot with 1,422 points. Cody Meyer is now second. Tucker Smith is third. Emil Wagner is fourth. Andrew Loberg is fifth. Paul Marks is sixth. Dakota Ebert is seventh. Evan Kung is eighth. And get this, the top nine make the elites. Matt Adams and Bo Browning are tied for ninth and 10th with 1,285 points. And even Bobby Bakewell in 11th still has a shot. And former elite Garrett Paquette is in 12th. He needs to have a great tournament and have somebody falter in front of him. And maybe he could still sneak back in to the elites as well. Now, remember, if you missed any of last week's show, it's just a click away, Bassmaster.com/radio. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.